6:06 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. The original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael, will be in studio with us at 6:30. But right now, we are joined in studio by Todd Pemberg, who is a candidate for Metro Nashville Public School Board in the 2nd District. Talk about timing. Todd, last night, you attended this contentious meeting. Wasn't contentious because you attended, but it was contentious at Oliver Middle School. That, Todd, is in the 2nd District, right?
Yes, sir. It sure is.
Now, just for our listeners, where exactly is the 2nd District?
So District 2 is pretty large. It ranges all the way up to Harding Road. So it's basically South Nashville, North Brentwood, parts of Antioch, and all the way down to Lenox Village area, almost close
That's
to
a pretty large geographic area.
Yes, sir, it sure is.
And there is an incumbent there. What's her name?
Yes, sir. Her name's Rachel Ann Elrod. She's the incumbent that's been there for the past 4 years.
And she is a left-wing lunatic. That's me saying, not you, but I mean anybody who's...
I will say she's 180 degrees opposite of everything I stand for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're all, I mean, with the exception of Fran Bush, all of the incumbents are left-wing lunatics. I mean, and they're just destroying the schools with propaganda and political correctness. So Oliver Middle School is one of these schools in this district. And so I don't understand why. So a bunch of parents showed up. They had some questions about security at the school. And the administrators were there and the bureaucrats were there, and they wouldn't even let you talk.
So
what was this? What was the issue, and how many people were there, and who were who presided over this debacle?
Sure. So a little backstory to this. This is the third meeting they've called. They called one last month that 100-plus parents showed up to.
Who is they?
Concerned parents called.
Concerned parents called.
Called this meeting for Oliver Middle School due to the fact that they knew that half of the teacher staff was leaving at the end
of
the year.
Okay, so this is the issue. Half the teaching staff at Oliver Middle School is leaving
Correct.
At the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
This school, and how do the parents get to call the meeting at a school?
So they didn't call it at the school. They just did it on their own. They put together their own meeting. They called to action a group of, like I said, 100-plus, and they invited—
This was the first meeting?
The first meeting.
Now, where was the first meeting held?
It was at a church right next door.
And then there was a second meeting?
There was a second meeting just on Monday.
Okay, so the first meeting was just parents. Is that right?
It was. They invited everybody, though.
Everybody.
Involved in Oliver Middle School. Principals, administrators, school board district.
And none of the school board members showed
up. Not only
up.
Did they not show, the incumbent school board member, Ms. Elrod, said that because no MNPS presence was there, no parent should go either. It was a waste of time.
Well, that's not exactly transparent.
It is not.
Yeah, Ms. Elrod, you're welcome to come in and explain your lunacy.
Sure.
But come on, let's be honest.
Right.
K-12 public schools are a disaster in America, but they're a particular disaster here in Metro Nashville Public Schools because they're not teaching kids how to read and write. All the performances, like, you know, 30%, 20%, it's just terrible.
Yep.
Okay, so tell us about the second meeting.
So
when and where, who was there?
The second meeting was just this past Monday. Again, it was a testimonial. The leader of this meeting, Ms. Christy Mayo, she read tons of testimonials of more teachers that are upset, leaving, et cetera, just trying to get the message
out.
Where
was this meeting held?
Same place, at the church.
At the church.
Mm-hmm.
And did they invite the school principal and all that?
I believe everybody was invited again.
Did they show up?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'll take that back. Ms. Elrod did show up.
She did.
She did. She showed up for a few minutes and answered a few questions and prefaced that she knew this upcoming meeting that she called from last night was supposed to be, supposedly, a Q&A for the parents.
Okay. So then last night at Oliver Middle School.
Correct.
There was a Q&A for parents. No.
There
was a meeting.
There was a meeting.
How many parents showed up?
I'd say 200.
200. And who were the school administrators there?
Yes, sir. Yep.
And did they take questions?
They turned it from a Q&A into a Welcome Back to School. So is Introduction to Teachers. And stuff.
We'll have more. Hear the details with Todd Pembroke of this contentious meeting after these messages. AM in studio with us, Todd Pembroke. He's a Republican candidate for the Metro Nashville Public School Board in the 2nd District, the same district in which Oliver Middle School is located. Last night, about 200 parents showed up to ask questions of the school administration there about security problems at the school and about the fact that 25 out of 50 parents?
Correct.
Teachers? There are 50 teachers there and 25 of them are leaving?
And even more.
That's pretty bad.
Correct.
I mean, there's got to be some problems there.
There should be a red flag that was thrown up a long time ago.
Okay, so now the parents go and basically want to say, hey, what are the problems here? What are you doing to fix them?
Exactly.
Were they able to ask those questions?
They were able to ask maybe one or two questions per segment. They were divided into three different sections, too, in the beginning, and three different outbreaks. Sessions, you know, in different rooms. They broke up all the parents and put them in different rooms.
They put them in three. They divide and conquer.
Exactly.
Yes, so there's three different rooms, not one.
Correct.
And so in each of those rooms, they got to ask one or two questions?
That's about it.
And then what happened?
They changed it from a Q&A to a welcome back to school teachers and whatnot, which is fine, but that's not what the point of this meeting was. The point of this meeting was for these
parents. So what happened when you started, I mean, people were asking, why is there a security problem here? Why is it so bad that 25 out of 50 teachers and probably more are leaving the school?
They didn't get many answers, and if they tried to ask any more questions, they were escorted out.
No.
Yep.
How many security officers were there?
At least eight security.
So just give me an example of, let's say, were you in one of those three breakouts?
I was.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So did you ask any questions?
I did not. I was an observer just wanting to see what was happening here and listening.
Okay.
To
in that breakout room, describe the first person who was escorted out.
That was the school resource officer that's been there for 15 years. He's not even there anymore. He's retired, but he cares.
When did
so
he
much.
Retire?
I believe last year.
This fellow Slater?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Steve Slater?
Steve Slater, correct.
Okay, so describe what happened.
So he was emotional. He's angry now because, again, this is the third time they've tried to talk.
What did he ask?
He was asking about school security.
So he gets up.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And who is he asking this question of?
To the principal of Oliver.
Okay. And what's her name?
Hawaii. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And so what question does he ask?
He asked why wasn't procedures in place for a weapon to be brought to school and how the...
So there was a report that a weapon was brought to school.
Correct.
Was that report confirmed?
It was, but it took 30-plus minutes for the school to lock down and go into procedures.
Okay, so there's a weapon brought to school, and this former resource officer who retired about a year ago or...
Sure, something like that, I believe.
Okay, and had been there 15 years. Mm-hmm. He says, he asked this question, why aren't there procedures in place to stop this?
Right.
What happens then?
Pretty much ignored. And so then he had to voice even louder his concerns to everybody on the panel up there.
Then what happened?
Then he got escorted.
Well, just explain exactly what happened.
Basically, the...
Did one security officer come?
No, it was definitely multiple. Multiple about...
How many?
I'd say four, just to...
Because he asked a question.
Correct.
That was embarrassing.
Because he was emotional, right. And he was getting a little bit emotional, so they said, that's enough, time to go.
Okay, were there others escorted?
There were a couple other parents. I didn't see exactly why, but I believe one gentleman was asking about the turnover ratio. What's the point? Why?
How is this school performing on reading, writing, and arithmetic test standards?
I'm not sure about this school in particular, but overall, I do know that 25% of our metro school students are not reading at... Or only 25% can read at grade level, grades three.
That's pathetic.
That is.
It's beyond pathetic.
It is. It's very sad and disheartening.
Yeah, and they don't seem to care about that.
No, it seems like they're out of touch.
Pretty authoritarian.
Authoritarian.
George Orwell-ish.
Yep.
Sounds like to me.
And instead of folk, and again, that's why I'm running is.
By the way, your name again, Todd Pembroke.
Todd Pembroke, yes, sir.
You were telling me earlier that the primary here, this is the general election.
Right.
You won the primary against Mark Woodward, a good guy.
Yes, sir.
By how many votes?
6 votes. So like that's why
486 to 480.
It was the polls closed. I was up 15 votes, and then absentee ballots rolled in the next morning, and it ended up being 6 votes total. So that's why I'm a prime example to tell you that every vote counts out there.
Todd Pembroke, and you're a Republican candidate,
yes,
in
sir.
The second district. The incumbent, mm-hmm. Is favored heavily.
I would say that she might think she's favored heavily. It's a Democratic district, more so.
So
but,
she's a left-wing lunatic.
But she is.
Who represents a Democrat district.
I would say it's more Democrat than Republican. However, it's closer than any district out there.
Oh, it is?
It is. It is. District okay. 2 is more conservative.
So what
than
are
others.
You, Todd Pembroke,
sure.
doing to win?
So my plan has been simple from the beginning. Again, I've never done anything like this. I'm not a politician. So I do know about hard work and ethic. And so that's all I've
been
doing.
What are you doing?
I've been canvassing, knocking on doors myself.
How many doors have you knocked on?
I would say at least 600 personally.
Okay, so what happens when you knock on a door? What do you say?
Sure. I simply introduce myself. I hand out my flyer with my literature and remind folks that, hey, early voting starts today, actually, to get people out to vote, but also to let them
Howard know. Street.
Yes, sir.
Howard Street downtown. Today until Tuesday, and then your local precinct.
Right, which for me, District 2, would be Edmondson Pike Library.
Oh, yeah. I know Edmondson Pike Library well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so, yeah, that's basically, I'm a grassroots type of guy. I get out there, and I just try to meet people, explain what I'm doing, and try to.
Todd Pembroke, when you knock on a door
mm-hmm.
in your district, say, what do you say?
Again, I introduce myself. I say I'm Todd Pembroke, running for school board in our district because a lot of times folks don't even know that school board's even a voted position on.
Yeah.
And so, and then I tell them what I'm about and let them know that, hey, in the last 4 years, do you think our public school system has declined or have they improved?
What kind of answers do you get to that question?
99.9% of the time, everybody realizes it's in decline.
Yeah.
And so then I try to point out a few issues, if I can, like the budget that they have, over $1.1 billion. Where is that spending going? Why aren't we seeing our return on investment? Trying to...
A lot of admin overhead.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. And, just trying to get to the point where, hey, we need to shift our focus back to the fundamentals of education.
And how of the doors you knock on?
Mm-hmm.
How many times what percentage of the time do you get to talk to a person directly?
I would say when I go out from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it's a 50%.
50%. That's pretty high.
You
go out 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on mm-hmm. weeknights.
Yes, sir.
And Saturdays. And Saturdays.
Don't do it on Sundays. Sunday's a day of rest.
Are you knocking on doors today?
Yes, sir, I will. And then I have a forum later this evening.
Where is it?
This one is in on Nolensville Road. It's a Muslim forum that
woman.
For the Muslim community that I have a lot of constituents there. So I'm going to talk to them later tonight.
All righty. Well, Todd Pembroke, it is a delight to talk to you.
I appreciate the time.
A brave man.
Hey, bring it on.
To go against the authoritarian left-wing lunatics.
I'm a fighter. So
that are running
this.
Metro Nashville Public Schools.
Hey, rally the vote, everybody. Voting
if you win,
today.
Will you come back in and tell us
course
exactly what your first board meeting's like?
I would love to. I'm an underdog mentality, and that's how I've always been.
Todd Pembroke, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back after this with Crom Carmichael.